Hello and welcome to a podcast of junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. You're listening to the Sweet and Salty Roundabout with Possum and the Big Guy. Get on board! Choo choo!
Choo choo! All right, well, this episode, it's all about chicken. First up, is it not?
Our feature act is chicken on chicken. Yeah.
Yum, yum. I love chicken.
We've enjoyed, I mean, I think one of our winning chips of the podcast has been the Tyrrell's cheese chip.
Yes.
Everyone's enjoyed the Tyrrell's slow-cooked cheese chip, crisp, whatever it's called.
Yep.
And usually Tyrrell's does, they do a salt and vinegar one, they do a plain one. What you don't see often, which I found, was Sunday Best roast chicken.
Yeah, and look at the packet. It's very cute. It's got a, looks like a farm girl from the war carrying a big chicken in a basket.
At least she hasn't, you know, in the tradition of chicken flavoured things, half cooked the chicken.
Yes.
And made him enjoy his own taste.
At the moment, the chicken doesn't know where it's going or where it's going to end up, so it's happy.
Yeah. He thinks he's just going for a walk in that basket.
Yeah.
He doesn't realise he's off to the chopping block.
Yes. And there's a whole lot of chickens behind him. So there's a lot of choice of chickens. Well, yeah, so I'm excited. But what are you going to put them up against?
Well, I just thought we did those chicken crackers recently that people really enjoyed. Rebecca's selection. The, what are they called?
The, yeah, the natural.
Really hard thing to say. The something.
The natural, natural food. Cracker. Yeah, company.
Natural Cracker Company crackers or something?
Yeah.
But I found another shape and it's called a fried chicken shape. And when you open them up, they actually smell like Kentucky Fried Chicken, Dave.
Oh. Oh, yeah, they do. They've got a very strong. Oh, my God, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I don't eat Kentucky Fried Chicken, never have, but I do always think it smells delicious and I do like fried chicken.
Well, you must have tasted it once, surely.
Oh, yeah, I've had it like, you know, once or twice, but I, as a rule, I don't eat Kentucky Fried Chicken.
My brother used to work at a KFC in the 80s when he was in year 11, so.
It just feels like a slippery slope for me. Once you get on the KFC train, it's, you know, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah, but as someone pointed out, at least you can see what bit of the chicken you're eating, you know, with KFC.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not defending them, but I haven't had KFC for a long time, that said, and I think the idea and the smell is often better than what you get, so.
Yes, I think that's what it is. I'm let down by it. I do like their chips. They do delicious chicken salt chips.
Chips are beautiful. Are beautiful.
My sister had a thing the other day when she was down here. We went and had lunch and she had a, not KFC.
Classy.
But she had a fried chicken burger that looked absolutely delicious.
Yum.
Really good, a fried chicken burger.
Yum. Now you're talking. It's my kind of girl. Penny. I'm more Penny than Kitty, I feel, in terms of food. Well, we didn't eat chicken in that when I was growing up because my dad was served chicken in the Vietnam War every day and he hated chicken because it was bad chicken. And so we weren't allowed to have it as kids. It's kind of bizarre. And
was Kev in the Vietnam War?
Yeah, Kev was. Yeah, yeah, 1970.
Was he?
He was in the Air Force.
Wow.
Yeah. He enjoyed it. He liked it. He was on an airbase fixing helicopters. Yeah, he always talks. He went back in the 2000s and he couldn't believe all the tunnels under the airbase. Look, at bloody Viet Cong were there. I couldn't believe it. So anyway.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so then my brother got a job at KFC and he would bring home KFC late at night when I was in high school and stand in the doorway and say, oh, I've got some chicken. Do you want any? And eating KFC, like after you haven't had chicken your whole life, was a bit of a mind blow. So,
yeah. Well, we were never allowed to have it. Like as kids, Mum wouldn't let us have Kentucky Fried Chicken. And then Mum went away for a week and left Dad in charge. And we begged him to let us have KFC. We had it once and we were all sick. And Dad just had to deal with three kids throwing up because we just made ourselves sick on KFC. Mum was like, see, this is why we don't have it.
Yeah, it's funny. I think if you don't eat that kind of food and you have it, a lot of it, it'll make you sick for sure. Oh, yeah. Just all the salt and the sugar and whatever. Anyway, should we try it?
Yeah, what do you want to go first? Do you want to go cracker or chip?
I think we got chip.
Chip, yep, good.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, they're nice and thick. They're a thick kettle chip.
Yeah.
Yum.
Wow.
That was roast chicken from the minute I put it in my mouth.
You taste the thyme and the herbs and the spices.
Mmm, that really tastes like Sunday's best roast chicken. In fact, it's almost too real. I almost miss the artificial chicken flavour.
Yeah, yeah, true. That's a genuine...
That I'm used to. This is a genuine chicken
authentic flavour of real chicken, yeah. And I reckon if you were brought up on chicken chips, you'd go, that doesn't taste like chicken chips. That tastes like something else. Yeah.
No, that should almost come with like a wishbone in a packet. And you can just break it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. That's very good. They haven't let us down, Tyrells.
There's lemon in there too, yeah. Isn't there? Do you taste the lemon?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Okay.
All right. Well, I recommend those. If you can find them, they're in a dark green bag with a chicken on the front. Get some. Yeah,
get some. They're good. Tyrells have not let us down. They're very good.
No.
Okay. Should we try these crackers, these shapes?
Yeah, let's have these Kentucky Fried Chicken crackers.
Here we go. All right.
God, the smell.
It's incredible. Oh my God.
Wow. Wow. I just got punched in the face with flavor. Woo! I was not expecting that.
That is like eating the KFC skin. That's what it's like. It's like the skin.
It's just like the skin. You're right.
Oh, I got to cleanse. Oh, God.
Jesus. Wow, that was a lot.
There's a lot to take in, guys. Lots to take in. Man, what are they putting on that?
Good
that
Lord.
Makes me wonder what they're putting on that.
I don't know. Where's the packet? That is extraordinary.
Who makes those?
They're shapes.
Oh,
they're an actual shape.
The original.
Hang on a second. I'm going to grab the box.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yep. They're an actual Arnott shape. Okay. Well, they've outdone themselves in the lab. That's incredible.
Yeah. If you want to just get some of those for a party trick, I reckon, and put them out. Don't tell anyone what flavor they are and just wait for people's minds to be blown.
Because they are.
Just wait and watch someone as they eat one and then just go, did your head just explode?
They have.
What are they flavored with? Oh, they've got all your good favorite things in there, Dave. They've got some paprika.
Yep.
They've got 0.1% of chicken. Always good to throw in 0.1%. Caramel, that's why they're so delicious.
Your caramel, right, okay, yep.
This will freak you out. They've got carob in there as well.
It's a good combination, whatever it is.
It's great.
Ooh.
Okay. I'd have another one, but I don't think my mouth could take it.
No, that's what I was thinking too. I've got a blind test coming up. I've got to pace myself. I'm looking at the cheesy nut mix you've sent me.
That's my special freak of the week for later.
I've got a lot of stuff coming up. Anyway, I would say just get some of those. If you wanted a real experience, they are pretty amazing.
Yeah. And I don't think they'll be on the shelves that long, so make sure you get some before they disappear.
Both recommended, those two. All right, next, blind test.
Just the one blind test today, Dave.
Yes. So I'll take my headphones out and you tell them what it is because I have no idea. I've smelt them, but
Okay. So back with the blind test. I was about to take my headphones out. There's no point in that. I'm not trying to ignore myself. Okay, whispering. Okay, so these are our favourite brand, Boulder Canyon. And they're a thin and crispy chip, which is unusual for Boulder Canyon. And it's not a very exciting flavour, but I reckon you'll get it. Cheddar and sour cream flavoured potato chips. Okay, I'll get him back. Dave, come back. Come back.
Okay, I smelled them before and...
Okay, so they're Boulder Canyon.
It's like a... Yeah, right.
Boulder Canyon...
So they're good quality, but it's like...
Thin and crispy though instead of their usual thick sort of kettle chip.
Oh, It's got a distinct smell, but I can't
first
work
instinct.
Out what it is.
First
it's like
instinct.
A meaty kind of smell.
No, it's not meaty, but just
meat.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's not.
It's cheese.
It's cheese. It's cheese. Correct. There's and cheese what of else? Some sort? And what else? Cheese and one other thing.
Oh, gee, it's a bit sour.
Yeah, okay, keep going with that, Dave. Oh, my God, you're on it. Wow, you're like a magician.
Oh, sour cream.
Yeah, that's
sour
it.
Sour cream?
That's it, yep. You're the chip whisperer.
What is it?
You just got it. It's cheddar and sour cream.
Oh, wow. I tell you what, they taste like sour cream. To give them credit, they do taste like sour cream.
I'm going to have a go. Oh, yeah, they do. Well, they're unusual.
Mm.
I don't mind them.
They're not bad. Well, there we go. Wow. They're sour cream and cheese. It's a weird combination, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I guess no, it's not really, is it? It's like a potato and you'd put
a baked potato.
Cheese and sour cream on. It's probably, it's like a baked potato.
Of course.
It's actually not unusual at all.
It's not that weird. Oh, I'm an idiot.
I'll tell you what though, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Lockdown's done a lot for your palate.
Yeah, I've been concentrating on it.
Because you've just been, you've been nailing every week.
In between shooting my VCE son, I've been just nailing chips. Don't worry about that. And I sent you a photo and I've been into French fries, salt and vinegar French fries. Oh, yeah, the best. Is it Freak of the Week time? My favourite times?
Well, it depends on what you want to call this thing. It's really Please Discuss, because the people in the Junkies Facebook group said please discuss it, so we're listening. It's We Listen. That's what the topic is.
We Listened. Right.
You talked, we listened. Yeah, because we're doing Whittaker's.
Oh, okay. So I thought we were doing Cheesy Nut Mix. We'll leave that to the end. Yeah, we'll give a bit of sweet now.
No, that's my Freak of the Week for the end.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. No, I wouldn't describe Whittaker's as Freak of the Week. They've put out this new, and people have been talking about it, peanut butter and jelly chocolate. Where half of it, I thought looking at the photo, it was actually going to be like a top deck, half peanut butter, half jelly. But in fact, it's just a bar where down the middle, it's just divided into peanut butter one side, jelly the other. So...
Okay, because I've had both of these separately then. I thought they were going to mix them together. I think we'll have to eat them together, much like we made the mistake with the Duo's chips and ate them separately. Okay. I think we better eat these together because we've actually had Whittaker's peanut butter before. Nice. And I've had Whittaker's jelly tip before.
This is
as
boysenberry flavour though, which is unusual, I have to say.
So I can't tell which is which. I have to bite into it. That's a peanut butter.
Yeah, I've got two. You're going to see it oozing out. Oozing.
Okay. There we go.
Shall we try it? Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. I like the jelly one. Well, that's pretty good. It's a bit Turkish delighty. You won't like it. Okay, I'm having a bit of both.
Oh, yum. Not bad.
Oh.
Yeah,
did you try them together?
I did, absolutely.
Yeah, I think they work together. On its own, I don't really love that peanut butter thing, but mixed with the jelly.
Yeah. And good. I don't mind the jelly. I know you said I wouldn't like it, but I don't mind that. I don't mind that kind of together. Maybe it's the togetherness that makes it. Not bad.
But I do think you've got to stick it all in your mouth at once. No point just doing bit at a time.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich, as they say on the Brady Bunch or wherever. my kids have it sometimes, peanut butter and jam. So.
Yeah, I used to eat peanut butter and honey a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, that's a good combo too. Yeah. I mean, I love peanut butter. Love it.
Oh.
Yeah, not bad.
I'm really enjoying the feast today.
Yeah. No need for dinner.
I'll tell you what, I'm going off to a gig. I'm going to throw up when I get out there.
Get a throw up on stage. Make it a thing. Great to be out of lockdown. Blah.
Ooh.
Is this your first gig back or?
I did one last night as well, so tonight will be.
Right. I've been trying to think of, I was going to do some jokes. I haven't done a gig yet. As you know, we've been doing some on Zoom, but that's a different vibe.
Yeah, that's no vibe. That's the difference.
Come on, we make the vibe. When me and you get on and we do a gig for, what, who are they? The Cross Tunnel Project. We light them up. we light them up at home, the engineers.
And stuff, we appreciate the fact, we also appreciate the fact that they gave us work for the last 5 months. So
exactly.
Thanks very much for that.
Exactly. No, exactly. But also we should mention your book is out. So we've got to mention that. Because people need to write on Facebook.
My book is out.
Yeah.
More Rules for Life. Now, I just want to explain it because I haven't been given the chance on the ABC radio interviews because when I spoke to Patricia Karvelas, she seemed to think that I was some sort of politician, dodgy politician that she needed to take down. She didn't quite understand I was just a comedian who just wanted to talk about my book and tell some funny jokes from it. She was really acting like I was trying to get some dodgy policy through Parliament. She needed to just – because she said – this was the introduction she gave me. Oh, well, I don't know why anyone would want more rules at the moment, as if we haven't had enough of rules, but apparently Kitty Flanagan thinks we need some. And then she came on, then she had a go at me for talking about my second book and she hadn't read the first book. It's like, well, that's not my fault.
Maybe, she thought you were like part of some weird political party.
I think she thought they were, they were laws.
Kitty Flanagan from the Liberal Democrats or whatever they're called. Those wackos.
She was really taking me down, and all she did was pick out rules that she didn't agree with. And she's like, well, I don't agree with that. And I was like, oh, Jesus, okay.
Just quietly. I think a lot of the Radio National people don't have a sense of humour.
Maybe she didn't realise. Maybe she didn't realise it was a joke book. But, yeah, she took it really seriously, and she wasn't a fan. So, anyway, let me explain what the book is. It's just a companion volume.
Well, she probably came off and said to a producer – gee, that Jackie Lambie, she's a – and the producer said, wasn't Jackie Lambie. Oh, was it Tanya – what's the name from the LP? No, it was – she's a comedian. Oh, is she? Oh, God. So maybe she didn't realise. Anyway, go on.
Well, it's just – it's like a thin companion volume to the original book. So it's a completely new book with 150 new rules in it, but it's only like a slim volume. It's only $9.99. And you just buy it as a companion piece to your other book because the publisher wanted me to just come up with, 20 more rules and they'd just do a revised edition.
Sure.
And I said, yeah, but that's not fair to people who've already bought the whole book. So why don't we just do a skinny volume? I'll come up with more rules. And so that's what I did. And it's a volume for anyone who enjoyed the first book. It's a book for you people. If you didn't enjoy the first book or you didn't read it, like Patricia Karvelas, then the second book's not for you. It's that simple.
But it's not hard. It's also a standalone. You don't have to read this first one to get the second one.
No, but it's more about if you were...
It's not Harry Potter.
If you're into the vibe,
yes.
If there's not a continuing theme. But, what I'm going to do, Dave, is I'm going to try and get it on the syllabus so that next year you can study it with one of your kids. I can come in and do some guest tutoring.
Oh, that'd be awesome because I've got two more to go. A $10 book sounds to me like a one that's at the counter. One of those, what do they call it? A thing I purchase, a random... Impulse purchase. So I'm up there with my Barack Obama, autobiography.
Of course you are, yep.
And I'm looking around. I go, oh, Kitty Flanagan's got a new book. Oh, $10. I'll add that on. That'll be great. So
that's what it is. It's just a little treat for Christmas, people. Just a little stocking stuffer.
God, I hope I see it in petrol stations along with Rodney Rood cassette tapes.
Well, if Patricia Karvelas has her way, that's where it'll be.
Nah, $10 is such good value. And I've heard some of the...
She attacked me.
She attacked you.
She attacked me and wanted to know, why on earth I'd written another, book. And it's like, well, I didn't have anything else to do during lockdown, Patricia. It's not like we all got to stay on radio and keep our gigs.
Exactly. And I've heard some of the rules because we've done them on Zoom gigs and they are very funny. There's some pandemic rules. There's Zoom rules. So it's also topical. Patricia should have picked up on that. It's topical.
I've got some food rules as well.
Oh, good.
In a cinema, I don't know if you're going to agree with this one, Dave, but one of my rules is suck your chips.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't stand sitting next to people in the cinema when they're crunching chips. I'm all about chips. I love chips. But just suck them, please. Otherwise, all I'm doing is sitting there listening going, when is that bag going to be empty? Oh, shut up.
So you were probably, when I had to go to the premiere of Rabbit Proof Fence, I hadn't had dinner and it's a very serious movie and I was sitting there with my big packet of chicken chips. And some guy turned around and told me to shush. Shh, it's an important movie. Shh.
Rip the bag open quickly and then suck your chips.
Suck your chips. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Get that book for Christmas. It's going to be
a
great buy.
Thanks for letting me do a plug, Dave. That's very kind of you. Right. Like I said, I've had trouble trying to get it plugged on the ABC.
As if we need more rules. God.
Anyway, what a great intro.
Jackie Lambie's new book's out now. Go and get it. She's just used to interviewing politicians. Still.
Okay. So I have brought you a freak of the week, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
to finish
yeah.
up today. We won't finish on my freak of the week plug. We'll finish on freak of the week snack. And I just bought these in the shop because they just made me laugh. Now, I should have got you a whole packet so that you could enjoy the packaging. I'm going to show it to you.
Show it to me.
First of all, they're called a sesh snack. Like I think for a sesh. For session, like you can have a session of snacks. And they're called the Fair Dinkum Easy Rider Cheesy Nut Snack. And what you'll see on the cover there, Dave, I don't know if you can make it out.
Oh, my God.
Is a bunch of nuts and snacks riding on a motorbike like with a sidecar.
Like the movie Easy Rider, right?
Yeah. Now, we talk a lot about what's going on in the lab, but what's going on with that marketing department?
Yeah, the copywriter.
They have thrown everything at the wall there. They've thrown in their favourite movie, Easy Rider. They've thrown in the word sesh to try and appeal to young people. They've called them Fair Dinkum to get the Aussie thing. And then they've gone for cheesy nut mix as well, just to give it a kind of disgusting sound.
Yeah, the combination of cheese and nuts, just as words, is not good. Cheesy nuts.
No. they do come in other flavours. Yeah, I think they come in barbecue as well, but I don't know.
Can you get me some of them sweaty balls? What's it called?
Can you get me some sweaty ball pack, some sweaty ball bag session snacks?
No, I think you mean cheesy nuts. Oh, yeah, that's the one. They've gone overboard. All right, we're going to try some. I'm not
so
put up by the name.
It's a mix of soy crisps, cheesy cashews, yuck, corn tubes, and more cheese.
It's like a trail mix.
It's like Scroggin.
Scroggin.
Isn't that
yeah, they're great.
It's like cheesy nut Scroggin.
Scroggin.
I'm going to read to you while you eat.
Okay.
The road is open wide to adventure. Chow down as you ride into the sunset. No maps, no plans, just ride with the wind to whatever lies around the corner. Freedom never felt so good. Next stop brings a well-earned break and a perfect place to share a sesh snack. Get into some cheesy nut mix.
Well, for a start, I don't think you could eat them on a motorbike. It'd be too hard. They'd fly everywhere. But they're not bad, I've got to say.
They're like tiny mini cheesels.
They're not bad. But I would always, I just always question, why not just have a packet of chips and some nuts? We don't really need to mix them up, do we? Or
it's a good point.
I mean, I like nuts. I eat nuts a bit. I quite like just a handful of nuts because it's going to be in my Sunday age column, a handful of nuts.
A handful of almonds.
Oh, no, I don't mind almonds, but I prefer cashews or peanuts, of course. But
peanuts.
Peanuts are beautiful. So, but, yeah, I would question why, unless you're going on a camp or a hike.
I'm not sure what the appeal of those is, to be honest.
I actually bought a spicy nut mix, which is just nuts, and, God, that was beautiful. I haven't seen them since, but just a spicy nut mix was great.
Yeah. They're a little bit like, I don't know if you remember when you go to America and you'd buy those things called Chex Mix.
Oh, no.
Do you remember those? They always had sort of a strange mix of things. It's like they're trying to do those, I think.
Yeah. Well, I would avoid the sesh
snacks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're probably purporting to be, purporting, is that the right word? To be healthy, but they're not that healthy. So you might as well.
Well, that's
just
the thing.
Go.
I think, yeah, they're trying to sort of sell it as like a high end health snack, but I think it's just a bunch of mini cheesels and cheesy nuts.
But that's good news for the Hell's Angels. They can get some and enjoy them.
They can chow down as they ride into the sunset.
Ball bearing and the boys can get some cheesy nut mix.
I would love this to appear on Gruen and have them tell me exactly what they were trying to achieve with this marketing.
Yeah.
Who are they trying to appeal to here besides someone who's looking for a freak of the week to eat on a snack podcast?
Yeah, maybe it's us. Oh, well, look, that's been it for today. It's been a real joy. And
It's been a journey, hasn't it, with the Kentucky Fried Chicken shapes.
Oh, man, and the chocolate. Next week we're going to be back in the studio, so there'll be no awkward pauses.
Dave won't have to pretend to laugh at me anymore.
Yeah, you know, we'll be.
You'll actually hear what I'm saying and then not laugh.
We'll be reunited, so it should be a lot. And we're going to get some guests on too, even if they're on the phone. We've got to do a vegan episode.
We need to do a vegan episode. We need to do biscuits with Glenn.
Glenn Robbins, yeah.
And we need to get Carl on as well, who loves snacks as much as we do. Carl from the comedy.
Oh, Carl Chandler.
Yeah.
Chando. Yeah, he's a big ice cream man. Yeah. Like you, he loves paddle pops. He's a big paddle pop man. Yeah.
He's a big paddle pop man.
And we can convert some of his 50,000 listeners. Yeah. Okay, that's what's going to happen. He'll be left in the dirt going, what happened to our listeners? Oh, they've gone to junkies, you know. So excellent. All right. And also I had a tip that Matt Preston's a big confectionery fan, but also he knows the history of confectionery. So that's good too to know.
I feel like that's not surprising news.
Yeah. He looks like a man who enjoys a chocolate bar, that's for sure.
He does.
But
yeah, that'd be great to have someone who knows the history of chocolate.
We are promising a lot. No, this is probably ever going to happen. So anyway.
Haven't lined any of these up. So next time it'll just be us again. Yeah, and we'll talk to you then, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See ya.